Good afternoon and welcome to the Market Close Report for Tuesday the 18th of April. Well, the Aussie share market came under a little bit of pressure today. The ASX 200 fell back by roughly 21 points or a third of a percent to 7,360, and the All Ords down a little less than that by approximately a quarter of a percent. Keep in mind though, it does actually follow a pretty good winning streak for markets as far as how we've done on a weekly basis. We've also had 12 gains in just 15 days. Our market hit a fresh two-month high just yesterday, and quite remarkably, our market is still about 6.5% higher today than it was at the low point last month when we had a few US banks collapsing. But today there was a bit of economic news around. Two things that received attention were the Reserve Bank board minutes from earlier this month, the most highly anticipated Reserve Bank board meeting in about a year because they decided to keep rates on hold. And the second thing that received attention was a number of updates on China's economy. In fact, it was the busiest day in 3 months on that front. So firstly, the RBA meeting minutes today essentially just reiterated that there is a possibility that even though the RBA paused on the rate hikes a couple of weeks ago, in 2 weeks' time when it meets next, it could certainly raise rates by 25 basis points. And what it's going to come down to really is next Wednesday's update on quarterly inflation. The higher that number is, the more likely we are to see the RBA raising rates sooner rather than later. Secondly, those Chinese economic data, economic data that we had today out of China were mainly better than expected. It showed that China's economy over the past 3 months grew by 4.5% rather than 4%, which was expected over the past year. And retail spending also came in hotter than anticipated. So initially, it actually supported the market for about 40 to 45 minutes. Then the market started to fade when it started to, I guess, realize, and it dawned on the market and the investors that perhaps this means that Chinese officials don't need to add more support to its economy. Now, across our market today, we had just two sectors improving, the utilities and the materials. The rest of the market was down, with consumer staples and energy coming under the most pressure. As far as individual winners are concerned on our market, the standout was Telix Pharmaceuticals. It rose by almost 13% today. Now, it came out with a quarterly update and said that over the past 3 months, it generated over $100 million in sales of its prostate cancer imaging product for the first time ever, and there's been more demand in the United States as well. Core Lithium, second best, rose about 6.5%. It actually said it found a bit more lithium at one of its sites in the Northern Territory. The A2 Milk was also up, the A2 Milk company that is, rising almost 3%, and Pilbara Minerals, another lithium producer, lifted around by 4%. Now, this was after a number of broker upgrades and downgrades actually came through on our market today. A2 Milk actually on the receiving end of an upgrade, and then Pilbara Minerals, an actual price target cut by a major broker, but its share price still managed to lift. Now, on the loser side today, Lake Resources and Sayona Mining were the two worst, both down about 9%. But keep in mind, this is after being standouts yesterday. So in Sayona Mining's case yesterday, it essentially uncovered more lithium in Canada, and Lake Resources had a bit of a major milestone, saying that it produced extracted lithium in Argentina using a new method and technology. Woodside Energy under pressure today, mainly because of a drop in the oil price. It was down 2.4%, and Macquarie and the banks were mixed today, and this is ahead of some profit results which are due in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, currency-wise, the Aussie dollar actually strengthened against most, sitting at about 67.3 US cents. And looking forward from here, the next 24 to 48 hours will be quite busy over in the United States. Now, tonight, we're going to have Netflix releasing profit results and a number of major US banks. And tomorrow we'll have companies like Tesla and other banks as well coming out with earnings. So what we saw last night in the US was very little movement, partly in anticipation for what we could see on the earnings front. On that note, everyone, have a great evening. We'll do this again tomorrow.